الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila, The Final Revelation. As you know that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this program, in this silsila, we talk about the blessing and the beauty of the Holy Quran. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's program, we're going to talk about the excellences and the blessings of reciting some of the verses of the glorious Quran. As you know that the Quran, each and every word of the Quran is blessed. But some of the verses and some of the chapters, the surah of the Quran, there are many, many blessings. And the ulama-i kiram and the awliya Allah have mentioned many, many beautiful blessings of reciting these. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's silsila, we're going to dedicate this towards some of the famous verses of the glorious Quran. And some of the most read chapters, surahs of the Holy Quran. Before that, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, let's make good intentions. As you know, Amir Ahl Sunnah, Shaykh Tariqat, the leader and founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may his shadow remain upon us. He mentions the blessings and the importance of making intentions. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ All your actions depend on your intention. So what is our intention? What is my intention? Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, I make the intention that I am doing this bayan solely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and to gain rewards. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, I make the intention that I will act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلُوْ آيَةً Pass on from me even though if it's an ayat. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, you the viewers can also make good intentions that you will be watching this silsila with the intention of, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then also make the intention that you will pass this knowledge on to other people as well. And this is seriously, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel. This is one of the best ways that we can, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, propagate the deen of Islam and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Is that first of all, educate yourself and then try to educate the people as well. Because there is no point just educating yourself and then not passing this knowledge on to others. Today, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you will see that, you know, people from the whole world, four corners of the world, people are practicing Islam. How did Islam reach to them people? Islam reached to these people with the blessings and with the invitation on propagation of the Sahaba Ikram and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the awliya Allah. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower their blessings and mercies upon these people, and for their sake may Allah Azza wa Jal give us the true understanding of our beautiful deen so that we can also propagate the Quran and Sunnah. Let's start with the blessing of reciting durood salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is quoted in Tirmidhi Sharif, hadith number 486. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that dua, supplication, it remains suspended between the earth and the sky. Nothing from it raises until you recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَبَارِكُ وَسَلِّمُ I'm going to start off with the blessing of reciting three verses of Surah Al-Hashr. Now, these are very famous verses of the glorious Quran. You know, these are where the Asma'ul Husna, the blessed names of Allah Azza wa Jal, are mentioned in this. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated that whoever recites A'udhu billahi sami'il alim minash shaitanir rajim three times along with the last three verses of Suratul Hashr in the morning, Allah Azza wa Jal deputes, yani Allah Ta'ala, He sends 70,000 angels for him who ask mercy for him until the evening. And if he dies during that day, he will be a martyr. If the same is recited in the evening, it will bear the same virtue until the morning. So, A'udhu billahi sami'il alim minash shaitanir rajim. Recite that three times and then the last three verses of Suratul Hashr. Suratul Hashr is in para number 28, verse number 22, 23 and 24. Let's read them inshallah azza wa jal so that we can gain blessings. A'udhu billahi sami'il alim minash shaitanir rajim. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد. Now I want to talk about Surah Al-Baqarah, especially the last verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's hear some of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned about the blessings and the benefits of reciting these. It is reported in Sahih Tirmidhi Sharif, hadith number 2891. It is reported that Sayyiduna Nu'man bin Bashir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, 2,000 years before the creation of the earth and the skies, Allah Azza wa Jal wrote a book. And then from this, He revealed the last verses of Surah Baqarah. Shaitan will not come close to the home in which these two verses will be recited for three nights. Now subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the shaitan will not come close to that house in which these last three verses of Surah Baqarah are recited. The second hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is quoted in Darimi, hadith number 3390. It is reported from Sayyiduna Abu Zar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that the blessed and beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the final two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah are from that treasure of Allah Azza wa Jal which is beneath the divine throne. Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed me with these two verses. Learn these and teach them to your women as they are mercy, nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal and supplication. Subhanallah. So here the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has even ordered the Muslims that especially the women, the Islamic sisters, should be learning these two last verses of Surah Al-Baqarah as well. And you know, mashallah, Azza wa Jal, the reward for that by the Islams is immense. Before we start reading these three verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, let's hear another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is quoted in Sahih Bukhari, hadith number 5009. It is reported from Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Mas'ud that the mercy of the universe, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whosoever recites the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah at night, these will suffice for him. Yani these surahs will be enough for that person. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. These two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah being sufficient, it means that the recitation of these verses will be equivalent to his spending the night in worship. And further on it says that these will protect him from the shaitan during that night. And according to one reference, they will protect him from calamities which might descend during that night. Subhanallah. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, now another verse which is very, very common, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, millions of Muslims know this verse by heart as well. Children will know this as well, and we read this, maybe after every salah we read this, and we should be reading this. But inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll hear some of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding this verse. And I just want to mention the first one. It says that it is mentioned in the hadith that amongst all the verses of the glorious Quran, this verse is of immense excellence. In all the verses of the glorious Quran, this verse is very, very excellent. And that is what we call Ayatul Kursi. There's another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam quoted in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 810. Sayyiduna Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Munzir, of all the verses of the Quran which you have memorized, do you know which one is the most grand? I replied, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed his blessed hand over my chest and said, O Abu Munzir, congratulations to you on your knowledge. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And in one hadith, it says that it is mentioned that there is one verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the chief of all the verses of the glorious Quran. Shaitan flees from the home in which this verse is recited, and that verse is called Ayatul Kursi. So Alhamdulillah, another beautiful thing that we've learned is that we should recite Ayatul Kursi in our homes as well for the protection from the shaitan. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, once you make this a habit, and like I said, it's only one verse, a few lines. If we can make it, you know, our habit to recite this, maybe if you recite it every day, now after about a couple of weeks, inshallah, you'll tend to see that you have now memorized this Ayatul Kursi as well. And it's such a beautiful Ayatul Kursi that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he has stated that I heard the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saying from the minbar, the pulpit, that whoever recites Ayatul Kursi after every salah, there is nothing preventing him from entering paradise except death. And whoever recites this before going to sleep at night, Allah Azza wa Jal will protect him, his house, and the neighboring houses. So subhanallah, such a blessing, such a, alhamdulillah, beautiful verse of the glorious Quran, that not only protects the person himself, it protects his house, and it protects the neighbors as well. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, only a few lines, maybe it's about 5-6 lines, it's not a long ayah. So why not try to, you know, encourage ourselves, encourage your children to learn Ayatul Kursi by heart as well. And every night before we go to sleep, try to recite Ayatul Kursi, inshallah. It will be means of protection, and then also it will protect us from the shaitan. And some of the scholars have mentioned many other blessings of reciting Ayatul Kursi. That some of the scholars, they've said that anyone who recites Ayatul Kursi after every salah, he will receive these blessings. Number one, he will enter paradise after death. Yani a person who makes his habit to recite Ayatul Kursi after every salah. So once you've finished your salah, Sit down and only take no more than 30 or 40 seconds. Sit down, recite Ayatul Kursi. If you know it by heart, inshallah azza wa jal, that's excellent. Because then, you know, you won't have the laziness, you won't feel, you know, lazy, you won't feel laid back. Because I've got to do wuzu, I've got to open the Quran, I've got to read that. Alhamdulillah, the best option, the best way is to open the Quran. Because there is more reward in reading the Quran by looking at it. Rather than reading the Quran by heart, there is more reward in looking at the Quran. But okay, someone who, if you just finished your salah, you haven't got the Quran, but now you know it by heart. So make it your intention, inshallah. Make that intention that inshallah, azza wa jal, I will learn Ayatul Kursi. The second blessing will be that he will remain secured from all the tricks of the shaitan and the jinns, inshallah, azza wa jal. So Allah Ta'ala will protect that person from the mischiefs, from the whispers of the shaitan and the jinns as well. And some of the ulama-i kiram, they've written books and books about this verse of the glorious Quran, that if someone is possessed, or you know who is someone who is possessed, recite Ayatul Kursi, inshallah azza wa jal, it will give them relief, and if inshallah azza wa jal, if they are possessed, Allah Ta'ala will shower his blessings upon them, and inshallah azza wa jal, the jinns, they will run away, and the shaitan will run away. The third blessing of reciting Ayatul Kursi, that if someone is destitute, yani that person, he doesn't have a job, he's really desperate for money, and poverty, inshallah azza wa jal, will be taken away from that person. Yani destitution and poverty will be taken away from that person. Allah Ta'ala will give him rizq and sustenance from where that person will never think. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, my dear Islam brothers, you know, try to, you know, read Ayatul Kursi as much. Learn a couple of words every day, and then the third day learn one more word, and then keep reciting from behind. I guarantee you within 5 days, you know, if you think that it's going to be too hard, within 5 days, within a week, you'll inshallah azza wa jal learn Ayatul Kursi. Another beautiful blessing is that whoever recites Ayatul Kursi and the two subsequent verses up to Khalidun in the morning, in the evening, and when lying down on his bed, he will be protected from theft, drowning and burning. Inshallah azza wa jal. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, another beauty of reciting Ayatul Kursi, when it finishes, then another two ayats up to the last word of the ending third ayat will be Khalidun. And another beautiful narration that has been written in Jannati Zevar, that if a tablet inscribed with Ayatul Kursi is hung at some high place in the house, meaning a ta'weez, if you write this Ayatul Kursi on a piece of paper or anything, and then you hung it on the house, inshallah, there will never be a shortage of food in that house. In fact, there will be more blessings and an increase in sustenance, and thieves will never be able to enter that house. Subhanallah azza wa jal. A lot of the time, you know, people are worried about, you know, being robbed. You know, people are worried about, you know, someone breaking into their house. Now, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we've learned the wazifa for that. And the wazifa for that, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, is to recite Ayatul Kursi. Now, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, you know, just today, you know, just imagine how much we have learned. You know, we've learned about the blessings of reciting the last three verses of Suratul Baqarah. We've learned the blessings of reciting the verses of Suratul Hashr, and also Ayatul Kursi as well. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, one of the best ways that you can remember and you can inshallah azza wa jal have that encouragement is to travel regularly on the Madani Qafile of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, many Islamic brothers who've traveled on these Madani Qafilas, they've come back and they said that, I never knew how to read this, I never knew how to read this. And so many Islamic brothers who've been on the Madani Qafila, you ask them and they will tell you how much a person learns on a Madani Qafila. Obviously, my dear Islam brothers, we live in a very very fast and very busy world, where everyone is like a busy bee. You know, we don't have time to do this, we don't have time to do that, we don't have time to do anything. We don't even have time for ourselves today, sadly. You know, we never mind anyone else. I don't have time for myself. That's how busy I am. But at the end of the day, You know, we shouldn't be thinking like that because we are not that busy. If I ask one question, who knows Ayatul Kursi? Who knows the last three verses of Suratul Hashr? Who knows the last three verses of Suratul Baqarah? If we don't you think that it's time that we can learn these verses? You know, we read, you know, we like bookworms when it comes to reading novels and like reading biographies of famous people. There's no other famous book than the Quran. But do we have time to read the Quran? I might have time to read a biography of a film actor, of a sportsman, but when it comes to reading the Quran, my dear Islam brothers, sadly don't have time. This attitude, we need to change this attitude. For how long are we going to have this attitude that I don't have time? For how long are we going to make these excuses? And then when we are making these excuses, our own children are doing the same as well. They've been to the madrasa, they've learned the Quran, and now once they've left the madrasa, the Quran is gone. Why? Because they never read the Quran at home. You know, and then you ask them a question, why do you not read the Quran? Well, no one does at home anyway. No one reads the Quran at home. Your parents don't read the Quran at home. So why shall I read the Quran? So that is the kind of attitude our children are having. And then we say that I've got this problem, this illness, that illness, I've got depression, I'm thinking too much, I've got financial problems, we're having a crisis at home. What do you expect? When you leave the path of Allah Azza wa Jal and you go towards the path of the shaitan, obviously you're going to get depression. Obviously you're going to get all these things. And I'm not saying that all these things are only because of that, but these kind of things, a majority of them are because of us leaving the deen. We need to come back to our roots. We need to be proud of ourselves. We need to be proud of being a Muslim. You know, we need to be proud of that. How many times have we showed this proudness to people that alhamdulillah I am a Muslim? Why hide? And we are Muslims and we need to be showing that to people. And inshallah azza wa jal, you will see that once we will, sadly today we don't even trust our own self. That's the low esteem that we are building in ourselves. Don't think yourself as low. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are the chosen people. And then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he also mentions that my ummah will be witnesses for the other ummahs. We are the last ones to come. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the last ummah to come. So how can we be witnesses? We have this beautiful Quran, the final revelation. Because of the Quran, because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and just imagine how alhamdulillah lucky we are. We have the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is Imamul Anbiya, the leader of all the prophets of Allah. We have the Prophet, we have the Quran, the best book that has been revealed by Allah azza wa jal. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, please try to understand the seriousness of all these. Today we are not reading the Quran. You know, not reading the Quran is like a cancer that is, you know, is growing in our community, is becoming an epidemic. And you know, sadly, when we want to have something, you know, for example, I want to have a solution. The Quran is the solution. We are running here and there like a headless chicken. The Quran is the solution. Why are you going here, there and everywhere? Why don't you sit back? You've got copies of the Quran at home. If you don't, then you can buy them. Maktabatul Madina, Dawat Islami's publisher, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, you can buy from Maktabatul Madina. You want to read the Quran with the translation. Kanzul Iman is there for us. Siratul Jinan is there for us. So please make it your habit and you know, stop, you know, making these excuses that we don't have time. We have plenty of time. We just need to utilize our time. We just need to make our time better. We've got time for our friends, we've got time for our family, and let's make time for ourselves as well. And to make time for yourself is such an important thing. When you die, what are we going to do on the day of judgment? Inside the grave? Do you know that the Quran is going to be a source of intercession in the grave and in the hereafter? But if we haven't read the Quran, that one source of intercession will not be there for us. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, I leave you with this thought. Now that thought is in my mind as well. That inshallah azza wa jal, I will make time. I have to make time. And inshallah azza wa jal, once we achieve that, we make that time and we read the Quran, You will see, inshallah, azawajal, all your problems at home, at work, everywhere. Inshallah, azawajal, these problems will be taken away from you. May Allah azawajal reward us and forgive our sins. May Allah azawajal forgive the sins of our parents. May Allah azawajal forgive the sins of the Muslims. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Quran is my